This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. President Obama's attempt to enshrine Planned Parenthood funding as he left office in December is facing a strong rebuttal in the U.S. House. The bill nullifying that Title X funding ploy is likely to pass the House Thursday and move to the U.S. Senate. Another House bill wants to protect doctors and nurses from being forced to provide abortion and institutions and insurance companies from being forced to pay for abortion. The Conscience Protection Act passed last year in the House but failed to come up for a Senate vote. Numerous celebrities and presumed philanthropists have derided the recently restored Mexico City policy. The latest to chime in is Bill Gates, who says that somehow having no abortion funding endangers millions of women and children. Non-abortion U.S. funding is not restricted. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. In state headlines, Hawaii is the latest to say its assisted suicide bill will somehow be safe for the poor and elderly targeted under such laws. Missouri wants to define the unborn as protected persons. Indiana is promoting women knowing all about abortion pill reversals. Ohio wants to require burial of victims of abortion. And an Arkansas bill seeks to ban sex selection abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com and find us on Twitter and Facebook. This has been Life News Radio.